Track 4, and more news stories. More questions than answers, says Farm. In the wake of having its hens culled after an outbreak of bird flu, a farm on the outskirts of Newton Abbott says it has three options moving forward. The Animal and Plant Health Agency culled all 5,000 of Orchard Organic Farm's population of hens last week after avian flu was found to be present at the Stoke-in-Teanhead farm. With its principal source of revenue now gone, the path forward for owners Jerry and Emma Saunders is not entirely clear. But after a visit by a Ministry of Agriculture veterinarian on Wednesday, February the 26th, the couple say that essentially there are three possible options. The first involves paying a government contractor to clean and disinfect the farm, which has to be done twice. This is the quickest option for most farmers, but it is financially out of reach for us, as it is prohibitively expensive, said Emma. But even if the farm had the means, the Animal and Plant Health Agency have advised against that, given that the earth floors of Orchard Organic Farm's chickens' houses would make it next to impossible to collect the wastewater from any potential cleanup. The second option would see Jerry and Emma complete a clean themselves, which would run into the same problems as option one. And finally, option three, the couple essentially do nothing. Mothball the farm for no less than 12 months. No activity can take place whatsoever on any part of the farm within the controlled zone. After the frenetic activity of last week, we now find ourselves with a deserted farm and more questions than answers, Emma said. Whatever path the couple choose to walk down, a GoFundMe set up in the wake of the cull by Ellie Mitchell will help ease the pressure. Despite only launching on last week, the fundraiser had already raised more than £35,000.
Public warned to keep away from Coryton Rockfall. Members of the public have been warned to stay away from the base of the cliffs at both ends of the beach at Coryton Cove in Dawlish following a rockfall. Teignbridge District Council, which is responsible for the beach, put a temporary cordon in place to keep members of the public away from the area after a pile of soil and small rocks came down from the cliffs. This is a natural occurrence from the iconic red breccia sandstone cliffs in the area, a spokesperson from Teignbridge District Council said. However, it is possible that additional material may also come down. The red cliffs, for which the area is famous, are made from soft rock and are prone to erosion and landslips.
Donations stolen from Pet Food Bank. Thieves have helped themselves to donations made to Dawlish Pet Food Bank last weekend. Several boxes of food destined for pets in need in the town went missing from a donation drop-off box at Costcutter intended to go to the charity Dawlish Pet Pantry. About £18 worth of much-needed cat and dog food had been donated and dropped off on Saturday afternoon by a generous Dawlish resident. Julianne Marshall from Dawlish Pet Pantry said, "This was devastating for Dawlish Pet Pantry as we rely on donations to help feed local pets. We need food donations and, as new, dog and cat toys, coats, blankets and towels and harnesses. Thank you, Joe, at Dawlish Costcutters for offering to move our donation box nearer to the till. Donations have gone missing before, but mostly treats and individual tins."
Replacement buses for vital track works. Essential work to sections of Devon's railways network gets underway from this weekend. From Saturday, March the 8th to Friday, March the 14th, Network Rail will be undertaking essential track work at Crediton as well as on the Dartmoor line. As a result, there will be no rail services between Exeter St David's and both Barnstable and Oakhampton during those dates. Replacement buses are planned between Exeter St David's and Barnstaple and Exeter St David's and Oakhampton. These replacement buses will not stop at Yeoford, with separate services planned between Crediton and Yeoford instead. Network Rail says valid rail tickets will also be accepted on the 6A bus between Oakhampton and Exeter. Online journey planners have been updated.
Carl takes over as manager of hotel. A hotel and catering industry professional who would take his son to watch the sunrise at Hay Tor has taken the helm of a hotel just a stone's throw away. Carl Piercy and his teenage son Oliver would drive out from their home in Exeter to watch the sunrise from the top of Dartmoor's iconic Hay Tor. But little could he have dreamed at the time that it would not be long before he would be taking over as Executive General Manager of the Moorland Hotel. When I was offered the role by the Coaching Inn Group after spending some 10 years running hotels and being heavily involved in the hotels and catering industry in Exeter, of course I jumped at it, Carl said. With my great love of the area, it was as if fate had suddenly intervened, he added. Carl, 47, was only 12 years old when he took a Saturday job washing up for a family who ran a pub in Budley Salterton. He was later taken under the wing of a chef who taught him all about the prepping of high-end food. You could say that I was now well and truly hooked on hospitality, Carl said. Aged just 24, Carl landed his first role as general manager at a busy pub and restaurant in Maidstone. I went on to work both as a general and area manager for a number of hotel and catering operations before returning home to work in my home city of Exeter 23 years ago, said Carl. Now it's great being at the Moorland, leading an enthusiastic team with a shared camaraderie and meeting visitors from all over the world, while also welcoming our regulars, including members of the local farming community, he said.
High-flying farce. Buckle up for non-stop laughs in Dawlish with the farce Boeing Boeing, which is currently playing at the town's Shaftesbury Theatre. The classic comedy of errors, set in the 1960s, follows Bernard, a bachelor with a knack for juggling three air hostess fiancés. Each is blissfully unaware of the others, thanks to Bernard's perfectly timed schedule, until flight delays and a new, faster jet throw his love life into hilarious chaos. With doors slamming and surprises at every turn, Boeing Boeing will leave audiences laughing from takeoff to landing. The high-flying farce is being performed nightly at 7:30 and runs at the theatre until Saturday, March the 8th.